the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I think a lot of us feel that the Republican Party lost its way in the past. We spent too much, borrowed too much, earmarked too much. I'm talking about we in the general sense because these were folks in Washington. And frankly, Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich were a big part of the we that spent too much, borrowed too much, and earmarked too much. Under Newt Gingrich, earmarks doubled. Rick Santorum was a major earmarker and continues to defend earmarks. Under Rick Santorum, he voted to raise the debt ceiling, I believe, five different times to a tune of about an additional $3.5 trillion. I believe that while Senator Santorum was serving in Congress and the Senate, government spending increased by some 80%. Republicans spent too much money, borrowed too much money, earmarked too much, and Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich have to be held accountable.
That's Mitt Romney making what he believes are some important distinctions between himself and Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich. So, the GOP guys are working on Maine, and that's how we get started in the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this hour. Chuck Todd talks to Mitt Romney's senior advisor, Eric Fernstrom, about the Santorum sweep and just how much of a setback it is for Romney.
Are you concerned that if it's Mitt Romney versus a conservative alternative that you can win? Because every time it seems that there is a gravitation to one, even for a few days. In South Carolina, that few days was Newt Gingrich. In Iowa, that few days was Rick Santorum. Last night, that few days again was Rick Santorum. Can you beat back a conservative alternative?
Well, let me address the conservative record in a moment. First, I'd like just to go to the contest and the shape of the contest in the months to come. We've been saying from the very beginning that this is a fight for delegates. It's not going to be decided early on. We never believed that the nominee, whoever that nominee is, we think it'll be Mitt Romney, would secure the delegates he needs to go to Tampa as the nominee until sometime in the late spring, probably April or May. So we have many more months to go, many more contests to go before that happens. As for people who have questions about Mitt Romney's conservative bona fides, I tell them to go look at what he did as governor of Massachusetts. He fought for abstinence education. He vetoed an emergency contraception bill. He vetoed an embryonic cloning bill. And he did this in the toughest of places of all to be a conservative, and that's in one of the bluest states in the country.
Actually, you just brought up a point. Yesterday I was talking with Russ Schrieffer, and we were going back and forth on this issue, the specific issue. We know that it's come up with the president right now about contraception coverage for religious-affiliated organizations. But in Massachusetts, you said, yes, he vetoed that bill, but then he did talk about in his heart of hearts he believed in emergency contraception for rape victims for hospitals run by Catholic Church.
Yeah, this was a big fight back in Massachusetts during Governor Romney's term. There was a bill that was proposed by Democrats in the legislature that would have made Plan B, which is emergency contraception, broadly available, including in Catholic hospitals. Mitt Romney vetoed that bill. It was then overridden, so it became law over Mitt Romney's objection. Now, the statement that he made with respect to his heart of hearts, he said two things. He believes that rape victims should have access to Plan B contraception or information on where to get it. Now, that latter part of the governor's statement is consistent with Catholic practice. You'll find the Catholic hospitals do provide information on where rape victims can get emergency contraception. So there's nothing unusual about the governor's statement in that regard.
And final question, Eric. If this is a campaign over the next month or two that's about social issues and not about the economy, does that hurt your candidate?
Well, I don't think it's going to become a campaign about social issues. If you look at all the polling that's been done, Chuck, what is foremost on the minds of voters is jobs and the economy. And even though we had some job growth in January, we're still above 8% unemployment. We have many millions of people who have grown so discouraged by the lack of jobs that they've left the workforce entirely. That is going to remain the focus of our campaign. But look, we're happy to talk about social issues as well. As I said, Mitt Romney was a conservative in the toughest place to be a conservative, fighting for traditional marriage. Every action he took as the governor when it came to life, he stood for the sanctity of life. We're proud of that record, and it's something that he'll continue to talk about.
Arizona and Michigan, both must-wins?
Arizona and Michigan are states, big primaries, where there are lots of delegates up for grabs.
Right.
We like our chances going into both those states. We'll be fighting hard there. We'll make a special effort there because, as I said, this is a fight for delegates, and there are delegates up for grabs at the end of this month.
Okay, you want some more on the GOP race? We've got it for you. Next on the Countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much can I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review. Talk host Paul W. Smith with ABC's Alex Stone about how Rick Santorum's victories this week sort of changed the race a bit.
Big, big night for Rick Santorum, awaking to this new reality, winning, sweeping all three Republican presidential contests.
Even Rick Santorum showed his excitement last night and seemed a little bit surprised. We thought that going into this that he might win Missouri and Minnesota, but Colorado with its big LDS population was expected to go Romney. Didn't go Romney. Even Santorum seemed a little excited and surprised.
Oh! Conservatism is alive and well in Missouri and Minnesota!
Now, he not only won the three states, but he won them big. A shocking blow to the Romney campaign, which is bruised today. Romney held a different kind of caucus night party last night, Paul W. Only around 150 people showed up, very different than what we saw in Nevada. And they didn't make a whole lot of noise, and Romney didn't give his normal pep rally type speech. It was much more toned down.
I want to congratulate all of my fellow Republicans, particularly Senator Santorum, and I look forward to the contest to come.
Now, Romney came in third in Minnesota behind Rick Santorum and Ron Paul and didn't win here in Colorado. One person inside the campaign saying today, clearly Romney needs to reassess his approach because something isn't working getting Republicans united behind him, that they are going off in every direction of every different candidate, and they are not solidifying behind Romney right now, and that's a major problem for him if he's going to get the nomination.
Now, how actively did Romney work these markets?
Well, he did a little bit in Minnesota. Didn't do a whole lot in Missouri. He didn't campaign there at all, but did a little bit in Minnesota, made a couple stops, but worked hard here in Colorado. He's been here since Monday morning. He's waking up here today and going to fly to Atlanta today. But he had quite a few stops in Colorado. They spent money on TV and radio. He made a big radio buy in this state, and he was holding rallies. He had a big rally on Monday night where 3,000 people showed up. They had to have traffic control, filled a high school gym. It looked like from the surface, you say, wow, he's got a lot of support here in Colorado. It just did not work out that way at caucus time.
Yeah, well, as Rick Santorum put it, and it was, I understand the political inference, but it was also good to see a Republican getting back online and going after the Democrat rather than after the fellow Republicans when Rick Santorum said, I don't stand here and claim to be the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. I stand here to be the conservative alternative to Barack Obama.
And you know, the focus on Obama is something Romney has done quite a bit. It seems like that's the front runner thing to do this year, is to say, now that I'm in the top, not that Santorum's the front runner, but since he had the top status last night, to say, all right, let's look forward to the general election. It's worked for Romney so far. We'll see what it does now for Santorum.
From Fox, Martha McCallum talks to political strategist Ed Rollins about how the Rick Santorum sweep is significant or not.
So what does this mean?
Well, I think it means that Santorum now has a couple weeks to try and put an organization and raise money and get ready for Super Tuesday. I think it was a bad night for Gingrich, although Gingrich certainly isn't out. Conservatives are desperately looking for someone to carry their flag, and I think Santorum now has that opportunity to put it together. As you look at all the cultural battles that are going on, the battle with the White House and the Catholic Church, Rick is a lifelong Catholic. He's very dedicated to the cause, and I think he'll have a lot of support.
You know, he has not had his moment in the sun, as we saw Herman Cain have and others along the way. And the pattern has been that when they get that, they get blasted. And there are things that will be brought up and slung at Rick Santorum about things he said and done in the past that could be problematic for him with independent voters. How much of a problem do you think that's going to be when that white hot spotlight is right on Rick Santorum?
I think right now, once again, it's about conservatives. Conservatives want a champion. And I think that you know, there's no moral issues. He's been married to the same woman all his life. He's got seven wonderful kids. There's a great story there. So it's not like he's going to get disqualified on those fronts. A long career in Congress, lots of things that occur in any record. But I think the bottom line is he'll survive all this. And I think you know, it's kind of between him and Gingrich to see who becomes that conservative the rest of the way. But I think one of the things that may be happening now is you've got three candidates that have passion. Paul, Santorum, and Gingrich. Romney has a lot of intellectual support because people think he's going to win. This could go all the way now.
But you don't think they're not winning over. Romney is not winning over the heart and mind of these voters because the numbers, his numbers declined since the last time he ran for president.
Any time he can get in there and spend his fortune, as he could in a Florida or New Hampshire, which is a neighboring state, or Nevada, that was kind of a unique caucus with a big Mormon vote. But when you get to the rest of the game here, there's just not that intensity. That doesn't mean he may not win the war of attrition and be the nominee, but there's going to be a war all the way to get that support.
All right, so what's the next bit? I mean, Super Tuesday feels like it's got to be a decisive moment in this process,
Romney is in well positioned in the sense he has Michigan and Arizona before the Super Tuesday. Michigan is kind of he's kind of the home state favorite. Although Santorum has now decided he's going to go after that blue collar vote in Michigan, and if he could basically do well there, he'll take a lot of that play away from Romney. Arizona's probably it's winner take all state. Probably Romney wins that.
You think probably Romney? Let's take a look at Charles Krauthammer from last night, sort of addressing this issue of Romney's difficulty in inspiring conservatives and you know, Republicans across the spectrum. Here's what he had to say.
He's not the kind of guy who sends a thrill up your leg. And I think Romney's accepted that, and he's running as the guy who admits he doesn't have a lot of charisma, but he's steady, he's stable, he'll manage the economy, etc. And that's sort of his deal.
That's sort of his deal.
They're starting to take that apart, though. There's a piece in the Washington Post about how jobs were not really created in Massachusetts. It wasn't really the Massachusetts miracle under him. So I think to a certain extent, he's got to have a new, more passionate type of a conversation. I think Republicans are now beginning to worry maybe he can't beat Obama, and that was what gave him great strength. We want to beat Obama. Whoever could do that best is the candidate.
All right, let's change what we're talking about here, the debate over gay marriage and the ruling in California. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Yeah.
warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Remember the song, Let's Give Them Something to Talk About? Well, that's what we are doing here, something for you to talk about. And there are a lot of people buzzing about this gay marriage debate. Host John McGinnis broke down the ruling by the Federal Appeals Court, which decided same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional.
It comes down to a whole host of different issues. And I'm gonna put a lot of this stuff out in the form of a question to you, because I believe that I believe there's several different factors that come into play. First of all, I think that most of us tend to believe that there needs to be some level of equitability and fairness for all of the public, regardless of their sexual preference. Or I'm going to throw another group out there. Maybe there's people who have very tight, close personal relationships with people that are absolutely platonic. In other words, there's no sexual component to their relationship whatsoever. And they too may have a desire, and maybe would be better off to have the benefit of expanding their employee benefits, to their partners and friends, regardless of what the nature of that partnership is. How does that play into how you see all of this? In other words, does it have to be a sexual relationship? Does it have to be a heterosexual relationship? Should there be some respect for the historic institution of marriage? Could there be a level of respect for the historic institution of marriage and still open up the possibility for a kind of a sanctioned relationship that exists between two partners? And frankly, what they do behind closed doors is none of anybody's business. How does that sound as you contemplate all the options coming out of this? It does occur to me that you may have people who have lived long lives, and they've developed very close companionship, close relationships with people with whom they trust and share everything in their life. And yet, because they're neither domestic partners in the new, I guess the newfound sense of the term, they're not married, they're not otherwise engaged in some kind of a contract that I guess sanctions their relationship. They don't have access. They can't share those things. And there's even issues regarding medical care and visitation in the hospital if one should become ill, automatic assumption of assets and the direction they're going to take as kind of next of kin if no such steps are in place. Would there be an opening, an open mind to approach that kind of possibility? I think that's a very legitimate question.
Now we have some callers. So let's see what they have to say, or some of you have to say, about the ruling on same-sex marriages.
Whenever we get surveyed, we just are asked, are we for or against gay marriage? And the problem I have is that it's called marriage. Marriage is between a man and a woman, so I say I'm against it being gay marriage. But in fact, I'm not against them having equal rights at all. I just wish they wouldn't use the word marriage, call it anything else. And I want every American to have every right that they should have. But I just think that, you know, as they took over the word gay, now they're taking over the word marriage, and a lot of people find marriage, you know, a traditional word. And I just think that if they would change it to something else, yet have every single right.
First of all, Proposition 8 was not a mandate. It passed only by about 4 percentage points. It was a very, very close vote. And also, I think more importantly, it's not the role of judges and courts to uphold the will of the people. It is up to judges and courts to uphold the Constitution. And what they found out in this very narrow ruling was that Proposition 8 basically treated gay and straight couples differently. And that's the reason why it's unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment. But I think ultimately this is going to have to go to the Supreme Court, because you can't have a patchwork of 50 different marriage laws across the country, because most of the legal benefits and protections of marriage come from the federal government. They don't come from the state.
More of your calls on this at 800-510-8255 on our Talk Radio Countdown show.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate, and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world at DougStephan.com and downloadable anytime, day or night. And the daily event and the weekend event, 2 hours every day, 3 hours on the weekend, the top 10 hits in talk radio, and this discussion of gay marriage, the debates continues, with Prop 8 here in California, and now a bill to legalize gay marriage in Washington State, one final approval. In a largely party-line vote, moved the state to the cusp of becoming the seventh in the nation to recognize same-sex marriages. Democratic governor there, Christine Gregoire, said that she looked forward to signing the bill, putting into law an end to an era of discrimination, even as opponents led by religious conservatives vowed to seek it, the repeal of this bill at the polls in November, which is what happened in California. And it was decided that it was unconstitutional. So we have the approval in the House of Representatives in Olympia, Washington, the California bill, federal appeals court declaring a voter-approved gay marriage ban in this state unconstitutional. The Washington legislation clears the State House of Representatives by a vote of 55-43. The Senate in that state passed it by a 28-21 vote. 800-510-8255. Prominent attorneys have a lot to say about this, and so do you. We'll start with Chuck, who's in West Virginia. What do you say?
One thing about the Defense of Marriage Act is that it violates the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution. For instance, you can have a straight couple fly off to Vegas for a drunken weekend and get married by an Elvis impersonator, and that marriage is automatically honored in all 50 states. But if you have a gay couple that's legally married in Iowa, they become automatically unmarried as soon as they cross state lines. How could that be constitutional?
Pretty strange stuff, isn't it, huh? Interesting question. The Defense of Marriage Act is also unconstitutional, so says Chuck. What say you? 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. This will be something that will be
a lot. I think it's already been on Facebook a lot the last couple of days. Let's move up to New York, where Richard is listening to the countdown.
The Supreme Court or the Appellate Court or anything else are not writers of the dictionary. I have no objection to the concept of civil union, but marriage is basically defined as a combination of ingredients. You can marry onions and garlic. You can marry beef and pork. It's very difficult to marry onions and onions. It's just not part of the definition of the word. I think that all of the previous commentators are... I agree with all of the previous commentators that you've had on that the civil rights of individuals should be recognized, and I find no objection to a definition of marriage on a federal level in terms of civil union. And if we redefined all of marriage as civil union, then everybody would be happy, and you couldn't complain that the civil rights of anybody were being abrogated. And at the same time, all of the tax and Social Security and so on advantages would then be settled, and nobody could complain. Simply calling homosexual marriage as marriage completely distorts reality.
800-510-8255. We need a new federally approved definition of marriage to include same-sex marriage. 800-510-8255. Here's Greta listening to us on the jet in Lake City, Florida. Go ahead, Greta. You're on the countdown live now. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir. This subject has been dear to my heart for many years because my closest friend is a little gay Mexican fellow that is entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as we all are. And your previous callers are correct with the name. I have written O'Reilly, I've written Ann Landers many, many years ago, and the idea came to me about the term pairage, P-A-I-R-A-G-E. That means two of a kind, two women, two men. And then the word marriage, M-A-R-R-I-A-G-E, is donated to the man and the female. But a partnership, people that have been in a loving partnership for 40, 50 years, one is dying, the other can't go in the hospital because of the rules and regulations of marriage. It's just man's inhumanity to man. Homosexuals are here, they're going to be here, and they are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What's so easy? Just change the name to Parage, and that will end it all.
That's very interesting. What a wonderful listening and thinking about how much sense that word Parage makes. Good call. Thank you. 800-510-8255, the Defense of Marriage Act, the discussion of gay marriage. The debate continues with Tim in Milan, Tennessee. All right, Tim, you're up next here on the countdown.
Morning. I was just saying, the bills are eventually going to pass. It's sort of the same thing that we had whenever they wouldn't allow interracial couples to marry. Mm-hmm. And now you see that's prevalent everywhere, that interracial couples are marrying. Just because of the decline of the morality of the United States and man in general, take a look at our congressmen and our senators as what's coming out of their closets. Hiring hookers and prostitutes and all the things they've got coming out. If we don't elect leaders with good moral standards, it's just going to decline further and further. And we know, a lot of people are not Christians. A lot are here in the United States are Christians. And so they get a moral compass, which is God's word, or whatever they want to use. It's just going to continue to go downhill.
So you're suggesting that people who are, I don't want to assume anything or have people
hear what you're saying and clarify it. Are you suggesting that people who are not Christian are not moral?
No, I'm not. You know, the Bible says that we are to hate the sin but love the sinner. You know, that's where I come from. I don't hate homosexuals. I don't hate any other race or any other people, but I hate what they do. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like that. It, you know, I may not agree with some of the things that you do and some things you say, but I still got to love you as a person.
Mm. All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. The gay marriage discussion here on the countdown goes to Mike in Palm Springs, KPSI. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm all right. What do you think about all this?
Well, I mean, you know, the word married means, you know, joined together, right? I mean, I had to go to the dump, so I married the trailer to the back of my truck. You know, I mean, it's not going to affect my marriage. I don't, you know, that's another thing.
Yeah, that's always the thing that that amazes me. People say, you're distorting the value of my marriage. How is somebody in another state, in another circumstance, two people that are of the same sex, how are they going to affect your marriage? That's nonsensical. I didn't even thinking straight.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, matter of fact, my anniversary's coming up in a couple of weeks, 34 years.
Happy anniversary, sir.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks. Marriage is an institution, and you have to be committed. So there's something to think about.
If you have too much of it, you will be committed. All right, Mike, thank you. There's the old ha-ha. Will in Fairbanks, Alaska, next on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I see a wedding as a religious ceremony, and therefore marriage is pretty much a religious institution or religious state of being, and therefore I think the government should have no say one way or the other.
Right, you know? No government involved. All right, got that point. 800-510-8255, our discussion of the Gay Marriage Act, the California reality, the Washington State reality. Let's take a few more of these calls in a matter of moments. 17 before the hour.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion, so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. To find out more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's spend a few more minutes on this, take a couple more calls, and then we're going to move to the discussion about Iran that is proliferating as well across the airwaves on talk radio programs around the country. Mike in Jones County, Mississippi. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the countdown.
Yeah, Doug, I just had two words to say about the gay marriage thing. I mean, it's Sodom and Gomorrah.
All right. So it's against nature. That's the way I think Sodom and Gomorrah is viewed. 800-510-8255. John in Indiana, final say on this.
I just wanted to make a comment regarding words and definitions. Originally, the definition of someone who could vote was a white male property owner, and we also defined people, particularly slaves, as three-fifths of people. And so I just want to point out that, words do change over time, and, no one really owns them. Since everyone's getting really hung up on marriage has always been between a man and a woman, and just the, I guess, the futility of that particular argument.
All right, I wonder about the state being involved in this at all, or religion. Why? Maybe that's a good discussion for another time, because right now, let's move over to the Iranian problem. Here's radio host John Gambling talking to national security expert K.T. McFarland about the latest attempts by the president to negotiate with Iran.
The president on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, doing some pushback. You've been there and you have done this, international negotiations and dealing with other countries when it comes to sensitive items. Last week we had Panetta. We also had our intelligence chief talking about Iran, the bomb, all of those things, Israel attacking. President comes back and pushes back. What do you think was going on there? None of this is by mistake or happenstance.
Oh, I think that they're so incompetent. I mean, they're, you know, the president's saying we're in lockstep with Israel. And yet, at the same time, his administration is out there saying Israel don't attack. And the president, I mean, the thing that was just so amazing to me was when the president said we're still counting on negotiations. Where have you been for 3.5 years? You've tried to have negotiations with the Iranians. They're not negotiating. They're just not that into you, Mr. Obama. They're going to continue on with their nuclear weapons program. I mean, I think that the tragedy is that for 3.5 years of this administration, and frankly for the previous administration, we have never found a third option. We've always had two options, bomb Iran and ignite a regional war. Let Iran get the bomb, and then everybody in the region gets nuclear weapons so that the next war in the Middle East likely goes nuclear. But there's never been an option C. If President Bush tried in Iraq, he figured a post-Saddam Iraq would be a pro-American, would be a strong bulwark, and stop Iranian expansion, and that's failed. At best, Iraq is going to be fragmented and fragile.
And more aligned with Iran than with the United States.
At worst, it's going to be an Iranian puppet.
Yep.
Okay? So then Obama came in saying, well, I'm going to negotiate with them. That's the problem. And he's tried negotiating, and they've thumbed their nose at him every single time. And so now what's going to happen? We're now down to the point where this year, 2012, will be the year of reckoning. Secretary Panetta has said Iran will have nuclear weapons in a year or less. he has said within 2 or 3 years, they will have an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States carrying that nuclear weapon. So we're there now. You know, there's no more time to fiddle around. Now, the only glimmer of hope, and I think this is a very narrow, let's say, Hail Mary pass in the football term, is that we could try to crash the Iranian economy. We would have to do it very quickly, and crashing the Iranian economy like Reagan did to the Soviet Union. But you would do it using the oil weapon, not just sanctions. Those are too manby.
No, you cut off the gasoline.
You just cut it off. I mean, you just have an embargo on Iranian oil getting to market and gasoline getting into Iran.
So what's the fix from your perspective? You can call us with your thoughts on Iran. 800-510-TALK now.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen at 53 minutes past the hour on the countdown. Our focus is Iran, what's going on in the Middle East. Can we negotiate with Iran? Here's Taco's Jimmy Cefalo with Middle East correspondent David Gilbert about Defense Secretary Panetta's comments regarding Israel being ready to go.
Was there any reaction to what Panetta was quoted as saying in the Washington Post in Israel?
So there are a lot of tight lips in Israel on this issue. I think the Israelis certainly were taken aback that Secretary Panetta said what he said, but I think the fact that Mr. Panetta said it was largely to try to co-opt the Israeli action. You know, to some extent, when senior American officials talk about these things publicly, it pushes the Israelis back because the Israelis want some element of surprise if there's going to be some sort of an attack against the nuclear sites in Iran. So by doing that, I think Mr. Panetta was quite clearly trying to push off an Israeli attack to some extent. Now, I think his assessment happens to be correct as far as I can tell. I mean, everybody's guessing. Nobody knows for certain, but the sense that I'm getting from the comments of many senior Israeli officials and some conversations off the record is that the Israelis certainly are preparing for an attack, and to some extent, the Israelis have to give these sanctions a period of time to work, but that's not more than another few months. So I think Mr. Panetta's time frame of the next 6 months before the American election plays into the domestic politics in Israel, the domestic politics in America, and the nuclear development of the Iranians.
And then the last folks who would say they were going to attack would be the Israelis. It would have, I mean, they're terrific at keeping it quiet and a surprise. Let me ask you, what is the military versus the civilian government of Israel saying? In other words, Is the military more pro going after the attack, or is it the civilians and Netanyahu are more pro going after it?
You know, I think you're right about what you said a second ago in terms of when the Israelis are about to take action, they go very quiet, they go very dark. And the fact that there's still a lot of chatter about this means that the attack is not imminent. That's typically the way they work now.
Right.
I don't know if the time will be typical, but you're right about that. In terms of the public opinion, you know, look, Israel is divided. There's no doubt about it. Mr. Netanyahu were to come to his people and say, look, you know, we can take out the one reactor and get our planes back and everything will be hunky-dory, then everybody would support it. Everybody would love to end the nuclear program. The problem is, this time is different than the Iraqi reactor in 1981 or the Syrian nuclear reactor in 2007, where it was one site and the Israelis could go in and do a fairly clean pinprick job and have a relatively high level of success. In this case, the Iranians have already made tremendous progress on the nuclear program, and even if there is an Israeli or American or British attack against the Iranian nuclear sites, there are a lot of sites to attack, and it's not clear that, it is fairly clear that you wouldn't end the program. So I think as a result, the Israeli public and as well as the Israeli military is somewhat reluctant in the sense that there's a fairly high level of certainty that the Iranians will unleash upwards of 50,000 missiles into the Israeli homeland as a result of an attack. Those missiles will come from Hezbollah, the missiles will come from Hamas, and the missiles will come from Iran themselves. So the Israelis are saying, look, if it's only going to stymie the program and set it back by a year or two, is it worth the 50,000 rockets onto Tel Aviv, onto Jerusalem, that could cause who knows how much amount of damage?
So that's the question. What happens in the Middle East if we have scenario 1, 2, 3, or 4? 800-510-8255. Let's take a couple of calls on this. Ivan in North Carolina, what do you say?
I've spent 6 years in the Navy, and what I've come to the conclusion is this. Your greatest defense in the War Department is your diplomatic officers. These are the people that keep us off the front lines. We are killing machines. When you send us in, diplomacy is over. We're no longer talking about peace. We're not trying to settle down any communities. We are killing machines. So when you send us in, that means your job is done. Now, the object of any military force, any military operation, has to have a clear object. We don't need politicians who always use the military first as its first act of diplomacy. You did that with Iraq, and you sent us in looking for Saddam Hussein, looking for weapons of mass destruction, and when it came to the conclusion that these items were not the objective of the principal sitting in Washington, D.C., not sitting under fire, not sitting out there in that hot desert, when it came to the reality that this was not it, you betrayed us. So listen, your first object is to have diplomacy.
All right, next guy, Rob in California. Let's make it a quick one.
Yes, I agree with Ron Paul 110% that the Constitution talks about when we defend our country, go to Congress, get a declaration of war, go win it, and get home. I've been old enough to see Vietnam. Look what happened with Vietnam. We gained nothing there. We got out of there and left them alone for several years, and we end up doing business with them. These politics is so phony. They got to make it a debt clock on the wall that shows how much trillions we're in debt, and every minute we use that money, and we go into Syria or Libya, how much money we're spending on our military there instead of just protecting our military for defense.
Pretty interesting call. All right, a lot of discussion about Iran, the Middle East, what do we do, the oil situation, and that certainly will continue. We're out of time in this hour of the countdown. Thanks for being here. Power